Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show today is on the sound of higher beings, ascended masters, archangels, positive aliens, all of our guides, any beings that will come through. And the intention is that we may reconnect with other realms and other dimensions that can help us. But before we get started, we're going to be, tonight, actually, we've got a Tibetan bowl concert. If you're in the neighborhood, come on over at 7 o'clock. We've got the Tibetan bell and bowl concert with Karma Moffat. He's got over 40 bowls and trinkets and bells and horns and everything you could imagine. And he does a chakra treatment that will take you out. So that's tonight for $20 here at the Institute, 351 9th Street in San Francisco. And we've also got our next open house is December 7th, Sunday, December 7th, 1 to 6 p.m. That's free. And it's a lot of meditations on heart-opening meditations with bowls and voice and all different types of things. We'll be talking about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And also, we've got the next semester of the Certificate and Associate Degree Program starting January 20th. And if you were to pay in full, you could get a big discount. It's like $300 off for the certificate program, $1,500 off for the degree program. That's if you pay in full by November 15th. And the program is quite amazing. We've got about a dozen instructors, and it's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and how to do healing with it, with sound, how to raise your consciousness and get you into states of bliss. We also have our Sound Healing Audio Production Program, which is focused around Pro Tools, but people take it on to use Ableton Live or any other program you're interested in. And it's about how to do audio production that affects you in a much deeper way. So we teach you the basics of equalization, all the effects, compressed limiters, noise gates, reverb, flanging, chorusing, phasing, and how to use it all to make a great mix. My book, The Art of Mixing, is the number one selling book in the world in audio for 12 years now. It's in every store, every school across the world that teaches audio recording just about. And my book, Audio, The Art of Producing, is the main book on producing as well. So if you're interested in that, that starts also January 20th. And if you pay in full by November 15th, you get $700 off. We have both of these programs online, the Sound Healing Program and the Audio Recording Program. And you could start this week for the Sound Healing Program. And also this week on Tuesday, we've got the online audio production program starting. And so if you're interested, give me a call at 415-777-2486. Or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. David@soundhealingcenter.com. And we've also... you can just find the information at soundhealingcenter.com as well. We also have my book, the main book on sound healing, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing, 350 pages, and it goes through how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We've got the hard copy for $48. We've got the online version for $28, or the interactive online with tons of sound and music examples for $148. And you can find that at CompleteGuideToSoundHealing.com, CompleteGuideToSoundHealing.com. We also have treatments here at the Institute and treatments we do online. We can find your soul frequency. We can do a voice analysis and see what's wrong with you. Or we could, you know, do, here we do tuning fork treatments as well. We also do voice healing. Emmanuel is our voice healer who's worked with 60 or 70 people with cancer, and only 5 still have cancer. And we've got also the store here. We've got ton of crystal bowls. We've got over 100 crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls. We've got didgeridoos. We've got drums. We've got all kinds of unique technology, sacred geometry, pendants. And all of that is online at soundoflove.com. We also sell sound chairs and sound tables, which are the most amazing devices ever. If I ever have anything going on emotionally, I just get on the sound chair. And in 10 minutes, completely gone. Subwoofers mounted in the chair. We also have wands. We're developing some new wands that you can hold in your hand on the body. We've got cymotherapy frequencies that are frequencies that will work for, that you can put on the body. We have about 10 or 12, 11 CDs for anything from muscles, bones, tendons, ligaments, respiratory system, circulatory system, chronic fatigue, you know, all types of different things. You can find that in our store as well. And the actual wands that you can hold on the body are very cool. We're also working on a vest and a cap that will have 9 speakers in it each, so you can move the speakers around on different acupuncture points and different parts of the brain and face. You can even do an EFT treatment with sound. That's also in our store as well. So also, we're going to be looking for reps and salespeople for our sound chairs and sound tables, and because we've got a full range of markets that we're accessing. So if you're interested in being a rep or a salesperson for our chairs, and let us know also at david@soundhealingcenter.com or give me a call, 415-777-2486. Ideal thing would be to send a resume. But we can talk about it as well if you're interested. Okay. So, you know, Tom Kenyon is well known for channeling all different types of beings through his voice. It was like, you know, 10 years ago that he was in meditation, and he was just a psychotherapist at that point, working with sound. And these aliens, the Hathors, came to him in his meditation and said, "We would like to write a book through you." And Tom didn't even tell anybody for a year. It was like, "Yeah, right." He said, "Where are you from?" They said, "Venus." He said, "Oh, right. Yeah, I'm going to work with aliens from Venus and blow all my credentials." And so finally they kept bothering him. And then finally this publisher came to him and said, "You know, these aliens came to us and they want to write a book through you. And we'll just interview you and you won't have to hardly do any work." And so he finally gave in. And now he has them come in for his workshops, and he channels them. And the Hathors were in ancient Egypt in the olden day. Their carvings are all over Egypt, and there's even the Hathor Temple in Egypt. And they're beautiful light beings, about 12, 14 feet tall. They're just here to help. And Tom does has channels from them every couple months or so. And he just had a channel, actually, where he said that there's a lot of intense chaotic nodes, they call it, chaotic nodes, which are just chaos, you know, whether it's weather or catastrophes or just different things that throw us off. He says that they're starting to accelerate now. And so we're going to have to be holding our frequency much more now. But he channels them through his voice as well. And then he also works with different archangels. He's got a whole CD on different archangels. He's got CDs of all different types of beings coming through him. And he's got a movie where that's very cool, where he channels all these different beings. And so over the last 5 or 6 years, we've been doing the same type of thing, bringing these different beings through and checking them out. You know, I have to tell you, about 4 or 5 years ago, I had appendicitis, and I was in the hospital, and this woman did a treatment on me, and she, over the phone, actually, and she said that she called in all of her guides and called in all of my guides and said that there was a whole gallery of the company of heaven in my room, and they were all transmitting love and light into this crystalline heart that was floating over the bed. And the point of the heart was focused at my incision from the surgery. And she said that Babaji was holding my feet, and Christ was over the incision, and Gabriel, Archangel Gabriel, was holding my third eye and crown open. And before then, you know, I kind of thought I would invoke different beings and guides when I did meditations, but I never really had a palpable experience. And at that moment, when she was doing this treatment, the entire room turned into white light. I mean, serious white light for 4 hours. And I saw all my life behind me. I saw why I'd gotten sick. I saw where I was headed, what I was meant to do in this lifetime. I was in the zone. The doctor comes in and says, "Dave, you need to go home." Because I was just all lit up, right? And so after that, when I got home, I thought, let me try this. And so I called in Babaji, Christ, and Gabriel, and I went into a cocoon of light again. And I thought, oh my God. And then last year, I started watching a bunch of Doreen Virtue videos, the woman who's really the main angel lady. She's written a bunch of books on angels, and she has a bunch of videos, about 8 or 9 videos, on Gaiam TV, which is a subscription service for kind of new age, very cool videos and movies. And so, and her main thing, and a lot of people say this as well, is that all the angels are just waiting for us to ask. If we would just ask, they're just sitting up there going, come on, come on, bored to death, right? Just come on, come on, ask, ask, ask. And when we ask, they kick in and start doing all types of things. So then a whole nother level opened up after watching all those videos. And so now I've been working with these beings a lot. And, you know, a lot of people might think this is crazy, but, you know, they are just archetypal energies, which are simply frequencies. They're simply, each one of these beings is a different frequency. Some are about love, some are about protection, some are, as we'll go through them, you'll see they're different energies. So you can think of them as energies if this is too out there. And just bring them in as a frequency, a certain type of frequency that helps you in different areas of your life. Or you might be on the edge where you're thinking, oh, you know, maybe I could start working with them. Maybe you've had a few glimpses or a few experiences. You could start working with them yourself. Or you're already working with light beings. You've got like different people. And it's so interesting when I do a class on this, and I'll ask the whole class, and I'm thinking most people are going to think I'm crazy. And like more than half of the class goes, oh yeah, I already work with light beings. In fact, we just did this class just last week, and this one guy says in the class, he says, oh yeah, I've got these three 2-foot tall beings that have been with me for years, and they channel music to me, and I've got tons of CDs that I've made from these beings channeling music through me. And I'm like, oh my God, I would have never imagined from looking at this guy, you know? So there's a lot of people that are working with these higher beings. It's just another dimension that isn't very far away. In fact, it's right here, right now. It's interesting. You know, when you just talk about them, they often show up in the room. So before we get started, what I'd like to do is play a little bit Tom Kenyon actually channeling Raphael. Raphael is an archangel that is all about healing. Let me read a little thing about Raphael here. Raphael is, his name means God heals, or God has healed, based upon the Hebrew word Rapha, which means doctor or healer. He's a powerful healer of physical bodies, both for humans and animals, defender of the element of air and of the east. He's the angel of love, joy, and laughter, and custodian of the tree of life and of healing powers. He helps you heal your mind, thoughts, body, and soul. Those suffering from addictions benefit by asking Archangel Raphael for assistance. So let's go ahead and play Tom Kenyon channeling Raphael and tune in to this energy. And we'll listen to about half of this, and then we'll channel a few beings ourselves. Oh, wrong one.
This is Tom Kenyon. I am gifting this sound meditation of Archangel Raphael to the world in these most challenging of times because I have personally found it so healing and comforting. The sound meditation you are about to hear was recorded live at a Magdalene workshop in Seattle, Washington in April 2007. It captures the transformational sounds of Archangel Raphael as he sang through my voice. Raphael carries the balm of healing on all levels, including physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. The vibrational sounds of Raphael are healing codes and geometries of light. In order to get the most powerful energetic effects from this meditation, I simply suggest you place your awareness or mental focus at your crown chakra at the top of your head. Please note that this is copyrighted material and all rights are reserved. It is for your personal use only. You may share this with friends and family, but it may not be used in any commercial way without written permission from me, Tom Kenyon.
Oh.
place. I always think of Raphael as a very grounding energy. I often use him for my root chakra, since he's about healing. Sometimes I'll use him on the second chakra, because often a lot of emotions get stuck in the second chakra and they need healing or need a little movement. Next, I'd like to do the Hathors. Hathors have shown up around here. It's funny when a student says, "What's that 12-foot being doing in the back of the room?" I'm like, "Oh, it's the Hathors." You know, really beautiful beings. Here's some information on the Hathors. We originally came from another universe by way of Sirius, which is a portal to your universe. And from Sirius, we eventually proceeded to your solar system and the etheric realms of Venus. In the past, we specifically worked with and through the Hathor, fertility goddess of ancient Egypt. They were actually out in society in Egypt. We also made contact with Tibetan lamas in the formative period of Tibetan Buddhism. Although we have interacted with some of Earth's early cultures, we are an intergalactic civilization with outposts that span parts of your known universe and beyond. We are what you might term an ascended civilization, a group of beings existing at a specific vibratory field, even as you have an energy signature. It is simply that we vibrate at a faster rate than you. Nonetheless, we are all part of the mystery, part of the love that holds and binds all the universe together. We have grown in joy and through sorrow, as have you. We are, in terms of the vastness, a little higher on the spiral of awareness and consciousness than you. Therefore, we can offer you what we have learned as friends, mentors, and fellow travelers on the path that leads back to the remembrance of it all that is. So let me channel the Hathors. They're a happy, fun group. Often use the Hathors for the throat chakra, because they often come through the voice of Tom Kenyon a lot. Let's tune in now to Babaji. Babaji is the immortal master of the Himalayas, known as the Deathless Avatar. He was initiated into Kriya Yoga and became the greatest Siddha, or perfected master, ever known. After ascension, he promised to stay in his physical body to help all humanity, and still appears to groups of disciples. Yogananda writes about him in Autobiography of a Yogi. It said that you only have to say his name with reverence and you directly attract a blessing from him. So I often will say, Om Namah Shivaya, Babaji, and I get a chill. Now, while I'm doing this, you're welcome to join in. If you want to play, just play and let these beings come through your voice as well. Okay? Babaji often used for my root chakra. And as I said, when I was in the hospital, he was holding my feet. So I see him as very grounded energy. There's a really beautiful drawing of him on the internet that is quite profound. It's like the perfect balance of male and female energy. So, Babaji. Om Namah Shivaya. Tune in to Kuan Yin, the great goddess and mother of compassion, loved and revered throughout Asia, a beautiful expression of divine mother. Mercy means there is more assistance given through love than through merit earned. Following her ascension, Kuan Yin turned back to save others and made this pledge: never will I seek nor receive private individual salvation. Never will I enter into the final peace alone, but forever and everywhere will I live and strive for the redemption of every creature throughout the world from the bonds of conditioned existence. She's associated with the earth, fertility, birth, and healing. She is the goddess of compassion, often depicted riding on a dragon. She's the Eastern counterpart of Mother Mary and works to balance the feminine energy. She's one of the lords of karma, representing the sixth ray, and is Isis, carrying the same mother energy in Egyptian and Hinduism. Shakti, Vishnu's wife, Parvati, Shiva's wife, and Sita, Rama's wife. Her proper name is Quan Shi Yen and means she who hearkens to the cries of the world. It's interesting. Kuan Yin has an air of sadness, but she's not sad. She's not depressed. It's like sadness subtly lifted into love. Here's the sound of Kuan Yin, if you want to bring her through your voice. Especially good for anything where you're upset about something or not feeling good enough. That brings in that compassion for you. Ooh. One of my favorites is Maitreya. His name is derived from the Sanskrit Maitri, meaning universal love, and is known to Buddhists as the embodiment of loving kindness. Some believe this planetary master was Krishna and that he inspired the life of Jesus. He's working diligently behind the scenes to enlighten humanity and birth the age of light. He's the planetary Christ energy who overlit Jesus during his lifetime and is the head of the Great White Brotherhood. He works to enlighten humanity and bring in the Golden Age, and he's the being who holds the office of the Christ grid frequency for our planet. He is the head of the spiritual hierarchy and often called the Master of Masters. He served this position for 2,500 years. There's a group called Share International that talks about Maitreya, and they say that he is actually living in a body that he created in Asian area of London, and that he is the Christ energy. So let's bring Maitreya through the voice. To some archangels. Let's do Archangel Michael. Michael's name means he who is like God, or he who looks like God. His chief function is to rid the earth and its inhabitants of the toxins associated with fear. Michael gives guidance and direction for people who need help or assistance in their life's purpose or career path, to clarify or to make changes. Defender of the element of fire and of the south, he's the leader of the archangels and is the angel of protection, justice, and strength. Protection, courage, power, and strength. Archangel Michael gives you protection and encourages you to make life changes that are required for your spiritual growth. If your space needs clearing, call upon Archangel Michael. I often use him to clear entities. If you ever have any negative energy in the room, call in Michael. Connect with him and get him to lead that energy into the light. It's quite effective. I actually had a woman who was the daughter of my landlord upstairs committed suicide last year. And for the next month, there was this dark energy in my room. And finally, I called in Archangel Michael and did some sound and sent her into the light. And the room's been clear ever since. Profound stuff. I often think of Michael as, it's an interesting combination, Michael. power. He's got a sword, protection, but pure love at the same time. Make the sound, let Michael come through your voice now. Ho! Archangel Gabriel. Gabriel is very powerful. Gabriel is, his name means God is my strength. Gabriel is the angel of child conception or the process of adopting a child. He's an archangel who also helps anyone whose life purpose involves art or communication. He's defender of the element of water and of the West. Angel of resurrection, mercy, and peace, and benefactor of messengers, purity, rebirth, creativity, prophecy, purifying your thoughts, body, and emotions, communication. Let Archangel Gabriel come through you. This one's easy for me. I can connect to him so easily. Some energy from that one. That was fun. Let's go to Mother Mary. Mother Mary. She volunteered before her birth to bring Jesus to the world, also called Mother of the World, a beautiful, powerful, ascended master of great love, wisdom, and compassion. She protects women and children and intercedes in healings. One of her past incarnations was Isis when she was instructed in the initiates in the mystery, Mother Mary, bring through Mother Mary.
Ooh.
Let's do Saint Germain. Let's see, Saint Germain. Here we go. His cosmic name, Ascended Master Saint Germain's cosmic name, is Freedom. He's the cosmic father of the people of America. His work is for the freedom of mankind, began in that civilization 70,000 years ago, when a whole civilization could have been raised into the ascension had they continued to give obedience instead of becoming rebellious. Saint Germain's most recent work with mankind came forth in the 30s. He worked with Mr. and Mrs. Ballard to establish the force of the I Am presence. He and others gave dictations. Mighty victory, mighty victory. Saint Germain, of course, is the purple flame. I've seen purple all my life. I often see purple in my forehead. So let's bring in the purple flame. I often start with the base of my spine and then let it flow through my whole being, through my whole emotional body, and see the purple flame now. Let Saint Germain come through. Goodness, this is so much fun. Also, it's so cool because they teach you different sounds that you can do with your voice. I mean, those sounds I've never made before in my life. Oh, here's Metatron. I use Metatron for my third eye because he's a fiery, energetic angel who has a special place in his heart for children, especially those who are spiritually gifted. After the Exodus, Metatron led the children of Israel through the wilderness and on to safety. He continues to lead children today, both on earth and in heaven. Unity, unity, education, and truth. Owning your own power. There's some cool channels from Metatron by this guy Tiberon, T-Y-B-E-R-R-O-N. Got some very beautiful channels over the years. And I like his channels because they're very consistent. They don't waver. They're pretty much the same information that they talked about 5 years ago is still talked about. And so it feels really grounded. Very cool energy, Metatron. Very detailed energy for children, too. Let's let Metatron come through. Okay. Let's do one more short one, and then we'll close here. Let's do... let's just do Jesus Christ. We all know the dude. Again, we return to our intention to hold this connection to other beings of light all around us and stay connected and reconnect as much as possible to only those of our highest good, that we may get healings, get information, become more in tune with ourselves and with nature and spirit. Hold that energy for the rest of the night, the rest of the week ahead. Ask them to come in for months ahead. Ask and ask and ask for years ahead, and then we just hang out together for lifetimes. Thanks for listening. Take care.